Blog Talk Radio.
Nice treat to have some new music as our leading song. That's what happens when you have a creative sound director, music director, running the background of the show, and that's what Mary Stanley is doing for all of us, everybody. Good afternoon. It is Friday, first Friday, full Friday of November here, rocking and rolling. Oh, it's the 18th. I lost a couple days, guys. Bear with me. I've got my wife to straighten me out when I mess up. So anyways, guys, welcome to the show today. It is Friday. And what does Friday mean? Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. It's Salute to Len Kane Day, Captain Len Kane. We are so glad, and I know he's already. The magic of technology has brought Len Kane and everyone who's listening in today right into your living room on your ear set or whatever you're listening to the show. And Optimize Your Life, you're going to see, meet, and hear the live reading, love, and energy of Captain Len Kane. What a privilege it is for me on Fridays to host you, Len. And I hope you'll give our best and say hello to your bride, Ann. She's such a wonderful heart. And I know that it's Friday. That means she's working at the thrift store at the church. And this time of year, of course, there's more and more people, more than ever, that are looking for some help. And, you know, it's so great that she does that, Len, and we're so proud of her. I had a couple thoughts I want to share as I kick off the show today, letting everybody know some things that are happening with the Hope Collection's website. Number one, it is up and running. And so that anybody that you want to send or walk over to or connect with to sign up to be an agent of hope, you can do that. And when you're there, you can link into the Golden Rule Society and get connected with the Golden Rule Society at the same time. But I'm excited to tell everybody about the new feature that on Saturday afternoon will be implemented. But we're going to send out, when someone registers, when you talk to someone, Saturday afternoon, I'm recording a welcome message that will be a live video sent to each person that registers. So they're going to be able, instead of getting a letter, we think it's going to be a lot more personable. And I promise I won't sing and dance, guys. But we are going to send that. Patty Sutherland is helping me put that together. So everybody who is even registered now under our new registry, we'll send you that video so you can see what everybody's going to get. We're going to welcome them to the Hope Collection. And I try to encourage them to do different things to take advantage of all the great programs that we bring to the table and our sister organization, the Golden Rule Society. So we're really going to touch lives. I do have a message from Derek Valero. Derek, your new business card. Derek goes through more Hope cards than any single Hope agent anywhere in the country. He is just incredible, and he's got a new order of them being sent, and they shipped out this morning. So I want you to know that, Derek.
Shipped out this morning?
He's on the show. They shipped out. So why don't we do this? Since it's Friday, And we're coming in, and I really think we're kicking off the holiday season. It's my favorite time of year. And to do that properly from Buffalo, New York, we're going to share something with every one of you today. We've got 3 foot of snow at our house. We can't get out the front door. So it's so deep. And so we happen to be in a very narrow band of snow. And so we're going to see, you know, we're going to send this all the way to the West Coast. And you can watch it land, Len Kane. We're going to bring it in right there on the deck of the Midway that's out there in the harbor. We'll bring it in. We'll fly it in and drop it right on the deck. How's that sound?
And brother Ron Clayton, it sounds wonderful. And, yes, you've got the snow, and we've got sunshine here in southern California. And, yes, we can look out over the water and see the carrier, the USS Midway. It's a wonderful, wonderful place for people to visit whenever they get to the San Diego area. And I'm honored and just pleased to be with you. And I think somebody's got their telephone there, and it's on, and there's a lot of noise in the background. So if you're just listening, press the mute button, if you would, please, so that it doesn't destroy the message that's going out to everybody else, up to 73 countries who are listening to it. Appreciate your courtesy and your kindness. And again, Ron, what a wonderful day, and you're putting up with all of that snow. God bless you and the family and everybody up there. And that's what happens when the winter comes. The snow so just joins in. By golly. I remember growing up in northeastern Pennsylvania, we had a lot of snow, as you did, and have still do there in Buffalo, New York. But we put up with it because it happens every year. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the radio show for the Hope Collection. And I always say, welcome aboard and watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs. They said, "What? Who's this guy talking about watch my lips? You can't watch your lips while listening to a radio." But a little levity goes a long way, and we laugh and giggle. But the reason I say that, watch my lips, it means I want to let you know that our Golden Rule Society charity, we're well over 50 years of helping children, churches, charities nationwide and worldwide. And the point I want to make is I'm not selling anything because we are non-paid volunteers, but we offer gifts that will improve and increase the benefits in your life, your family, or your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. We do have, and I'm going to go through a whole list of what is available to you that you can share with those who aren't listening at the moment. So have yourself a pencil or a pen and some writing material there, a nice paper, whatever you have. So you're going to take the good deals for the day, and we have them every day. And that's why it's a nice part about it. It's really, really worth it, ladies and gentlemen, because Ron didn't mention it, but he usually does. Just doing the work of the Lord here for the past more than 50 years. I tell everybody that the good Lord doesn't pay me anything to do this work, but I understand his retirement program is out of this world. So that's where we ought to end up eventually, not too soon, but that's why we're here, and I call it the KISS program. K-I-S-S means keep it simple, servant, and we are here to serve. Just making nice with one another, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, I'll start off with just one of the organizations and the opportunities that you have for yourself. So first off, let me give you our Golden Rule Society website, and that's where you'll find all of these things are listed. If you don't hear it on the radio show here, you can always go to the website. And you say, oh, here it is. And they're listed there for you to enjoy and to share. And the website is, as you well know, www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. No spaces in the Golden Rule Society. That's all one word. GoldenRuleSociety.org. And the ORG stands for, it means it's a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation, both in the state of California and nationwide. Basically, it's worldwide. Anybody on the earth could just dial up that link that I gave you and be taking advantage of all the good things that we're here to doing, making it a better world. And that's what a challenge, but what fun it is to know that's what it's all about. So anyway, the first one you have, and you've got to write this down, it's called Be a Smart Traveler. Now, this applies for discounts. And I always say land, sea, and air. In other words, on the land, you get discounts on buses and trains, what have you. And at sea, if you want to go on a cruise ship somewhere with your family, friends, neighbors, whoever, you get discounts. And the third thing, in the air, this is for the airline travel. So you're covered, land, sea, and air. And the discounts, as many as up to 85% of the time, you get a discount. And they said, wow, that's something. Here's my also one of my suggestions, ladies and gentlemen, is try not to travel on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or anything after the big holidays, because the airlines, they're pretty much filled up. They're not going to be giving discounts because people are willing to pay full price, and they do. So that's what you do. Don't try to travel on those busy, busy days. That's just common sense. But discounts, let me give you an example of a friend of mine here in the San Diego area. He and his wife, they had to go on a business trip to New York City from San Diego, round trip, coming back. And the airline said, oh, yes, okay, that's fine. That'll be $1,000. And these are round numbers, as you get the idea. And he said, well, I'm a member of this Golden Rule Society's travel program. Oh, it's only going to be $500. Now, that is significant. And when he talked to me, he says, oh, Len, I guess you just want us to make sure that you get a part of the savings that we got. And I said, look, to my buddy, I said, Charlie, I don't demand any donations to the Golden Rule Society charity. What we encourage you to do is if you said whatever money you save and you want to give it a portion of it to charity, give some of it to your church or your favorite charity. That way everybody is happy. Everybody benefits. And you keep some of your money. You share it with the church or charity, whoever you want to. And by the way, people who do make a donation to the Golden Rule Society, let me let you know something. Whatever we get, we give. But you have to understand, too, that we have to pay the electrical bill and that sort of stuff, the cost of running a charity for all these many, many years. So that's just reasonable and fair and courteous and kind. And that's why we're here. And as a matter of fact, I'll kick this one off, too, because right now, well, here's what happened. It was a little over a year ago. And on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 2021, we launched the Golden Rule Society Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And we keep improving it by adding more benefits for more people. That's just the way it is. It's just going like gangbusters because it helps people. And it's free. Wow, what a deal. And there are more items that I'll cover. But that's why we're here, to serve one another. And the kindness campaign goes like this, ladies and gentlemen. With kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, people say, boy, that sounds like living the good Lord's 11th commandment. And I asked a minister one day, I said, are there 11 commandments? And they said, no, but that is a very powerful commandment where he says, share the love that I give you with others. And that should be automatically happening in your mind, in our souls, in our hearts. So that's what the kindness campaign is. Again, with kindness, love, and hope in your heart for peace on this world, on earth. Treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And I've got more to tell Mr. Ron Clayton, but I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, and I'll turn it back over to you to keep it going, as you always do. Keep up your great work. I'm here to help. Over to you, sir.
Sir, well, sir's still my father. He's older than I am, Captain Len. So anyways, we are excited today because there are so many new things going on, and in spite of some weather conditions around the country, in the North Country, it's really interesting today. But the real key is this, is that we have unity in a spirit to be able to make a difference in the world. And sometimes on Fridays, we like to tell a little bit of the history. If we have some guests on and they want to speak up and say hello, they certainly are welcome to do that. In the meantime, what I thought I'd do, many years ago, Joel Griffin got connected with this guy named Burl Wall. And Burl is known and has been known in his life. He was a pioneer in marketing and advertising. Him and his father, to give you some history, if you ever remember opening up your newspaper and seeing a Parade magazine and came in all the Sunday newspapers, 313 cities across the country. Every Sunday, Parade magazine was there and had articles about sometimes with stars and historical things going on, and there was always advertisements and promotions and coupons. And anyways, part of that coupon program, Burl and his father developed the barcoding. You know the barcoding program? It's when you go buy a can of corn or pumpkin pie, and on the side of it, it's got barcode. And that was a way of communication, information about that product, when it's made, where it's made. It has all kinds of details that you and I don't really know about, but that enables the manufacturer to trace when and where the product ends up and who bought it. I mean, if you go to the grocery store, they know, they could tell exactly what you're going to buy next year within items, because we have a history, track history of everything we buy, and they scan it. Well, in creating that program, that was able to give a lot of information that helped the company do a better job at making the right products for the right sizes, all kinds of stuff. Well, the other thing is, if you've ever heard of an info commercial, and you remember they used to, in TV, when there were three radio stations and cable TV came along, there were commercials that would run for sometimes an hour at a time. Sometimes they had a studio audience, and they were introducing a product you couldn't buy in the store. QVC television started online as an info commercial. Well, that grew today. It's a multi-billion-dollar organization. Well, Burl Wall invented it. And it also tied in with the barcoding of tracking products. And so all this history came in, and this guy was a really neat guy. He lived in Philadelphia. And I always share the time that I and a friend drove down to see and meet Burl in person. And we got down there, and we walked in his office. And it was a huge office, and it was shelves from starting about 10 foot of the room all the way up to the ceiling, the tall ceiling. It had shelves all around it. And there were probably 400 or 500 products on the shelves all the way around there. And every single one of those products was a product that Burl and his father, through info commercials, introduced in the marketplace all over the world. And the one item over his head, if I share this, well, the minute I say it, you'll know what I'm talking about. But this blue, like a blue pipe thing with blue plastic coated, and it was a little thing called a Thighmaster. Ladies always remember, because that was the first national broadcast promoted, you know, weight control, muscle control product, exercise. And Suzanne Summers and Burl Walk, they sold the first $1 million worth of products off the TV info commercial. They were the first ones. And that was historical. And then when I, Ron Popeil, the pocket fisherman, well, that was done through an info commercial working with Burl. And Ron Popeil, of course, was the product inventor of the actual pocket fisherman. But they worked together. It's all historical. Well, he had a radio show. It was called Burl's World. And Burl would bring some of the most incredible, successful business people and people that are in education, the arts, health and wellness, all the great things, helping people, making the world a better place. That was Burl's key words. He always wanted, if you wanted to join his show, he always told you, and make sure you remember that what we're doing is trying to make our world a better world. And I'll tell you, remember Len, Len came and introduced you to Joel Griffin, old Rick Reese. Who else did you meet from there, Len?
Oh, just a whole bunch of people, and they're all wonderful people. Ladies and gentlemen, the folks that Mr. Joel Gripping introduced me to, and I'll give you an example of a small world. Mr. Joel Gripping, very tall, handsome, just great personality, fun to be around and be with, and a brilliant man. He was a classmate at Mansfield University with my high school football coach. I had no knowledge about that, but maybe a half a century later, I got to meet Mr. Joel Gripping, and we found out we had something in common. And I'm from Pennsylvania, and he went to school there in Mansfield. But anyway, the point is, he's the kind of guy that has introduced me and so many others to one another. And the first thing I did when I got to meet Joel, and we were so impressed, I invited him to be a senior advisor to the Golden Rule Society charity. And I told him, I'm going to pay you twice as much as I get paid. And he says, I'm a doctorate in mathematics, and two times nothing is still nothing. So we laughed about that and had a good time. Anyway, the point is, we have Mr. Ron Clayton. He's a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society because he has taken over the Hope Collection from Mr. I'm getting emotional here. He passed on, of cancer, and I still get tugged at the heartstrings. But Joel Gripping is now with the good Lord in heaven. But Joel is gone, but Ron Clayton is running the show, and he's expanding it, doing all kinds of wonderful things to help make it a better world. And our Golden Rule Society, I mentioned it to you early, we've got this great expansion. And the goal is to help make it a better world for everybody. And that's the nice part about it. And we have other people, you'll probably hear them coming on the show today, because they're so dynamic and so full of enthusiasm. And you know what enthusiasm means? It comes from the Greek word, entheos. Entheos means the spirit within. So if you get somebody that's, you know, and you say, he's really enthusiastic, he has the spirit within, and you can see it and feel it and hear it. So watch my lips. Be enthusiastic. Have the spirit within you and do good for others. That's why we're here. Ron, it's just a pleasure being here with you, and I know you have other guests. And it was nice of you to mention all the stuff about Mr. Mr. Burl Walk. And I met him and missed him now. We just haven't, time goes on and he's going. So back over to you, Ron. I'm here to serve.
Well, you do that so incredibly, Len. Hey, I got to share a story with you, and I'll call it a testimony to one of the companies that you brought to the Hope Collection and the world, and the folks that are, everybody is listening in that's decided to become an agent of hope. when you register, what happens is you get access to all these different programs and services and companies. Excuse me. I was eating some pistachios a little bit ago. And the, I need a bunch of nuts. You get a little nutsy. But anyways, I want to share the story of an organization that you brought to the Hope Collection and really the Golden Rule Society. And it's called Intiva Health, I-N-T-I-V-A. And that stands for, it's an innovative company that a couple years ago, just recently, was recognized by every major medical company like American Heart Association, American Cancer Society, the AMA, and the other, all these different associations and organizations you hear about in the world. They voted Intiva Health as the number one medical support company in the world. Now, what's that mean? Well, let me give you an example. When the world needed to get a vaccine, because millions of people were either going to die or dead, in 9 months, historically, because of the methodology that Intiva Health, the founder, Len will talk a little bit about him in a little bit, in a few minutes, but the company Intiva Health has a communication system that's miles and years ahead of, like we're operating on a telephone, we're operating on the internet, all these invisible means of communications. And within the invisibility is a system that's called Lockstep, and it's a secure way of transferring information in a millisecond. Millions and millions and millions of bits of information securely transferred. And when the pandemic came out, the government decided to allow medical companies for the first time in the history. This is the first time this has ever happened. The government allowed medical companies, researchers, to share information without being attacked or sued, or so they could create the vaccine. That now, this isn't political, or I'm not good or bad, or you like it, you didn't like it, doesn't matter. Millions and millions and millions of lives have been saved because of it. There are other problems, I know. But the fact is, in the past, the one vaccine that I could say the word, and everybody on the phone knows it. It took 9 years to get the Salk vaccine. You know the one for polio? It took 9 years to get that searched out, created, put together, and proven and certified. 9 years, folks. The miracle of technology and the miracle of communications and the miracle of a unity and spirit came together to find a solution. And today we're here, and I own a travel agency. I got some businesses stacked up, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Because today everybody's free to move. Well, when you're in Buffalo, you're not, because if the road's closed. But anywhere else in the world, you're free to travel. And right now, because everybody's been set free, they all want to go someplace. I had somebody call me, and they've got a group of people who want to go to Dubai. So, boy, that's a trip. I want to tell you something. That's one of the, in the world travel, that's one of the most sought-out places to go to. And, you put a group of travelers that want to go to Dubai and hang out there, they got some bucks, and they're going to spend some bucks. Well, guess what? You can make some money in your travel business. That's just one thing, but I wanted to share that. I just want you to know that Intiva Health, I got to come back to it. They have a division that does some special testing. And let's say you take medications and you've been on them a while and you have certain kinds of things that happen, side effects, they call them. You have some side effects, and you wonder, gee, is that really supposed? What can I do to not have those, or why do I have them? Well, Intiva Health has a medical system testing genetically that can check my genetics against these other medicines, and they might come out and they'll say, "Oh my goodness, Ryan, you better not. You better stop taking this right now. It's killing you." Or they might find a medicine that, you should take this one. This one will do better for you. and they can give me that report. I went to the doctor's Tuesday night, and I had the application for Intiva Health, the genetic division, and they're going to turn it over to my insurance company. If the insurance company, they could pay for it. And it's a $250 medical test to be run. It's a multiple test. And they just take a swab and they mail it, send it in a pack kit. And anyways, they're going to do that for me. Now, if they don't, if the insurance company doesn't cover it, I can still buy it. I can still pay for it, and I'm going to do that. Because I want to know how my medicines are affecting me. I want to live a long time. And the only way, there's some one, I found out the hard way, one pill I can't take because it was killing me. And yet it's accepted in the medical world as a very good product. Wasn't for me. So, guys, that's a service that Intiva Health can provide for you if you want to check that kind of situation out. That's only one of many. If, on the other hand, let's say you, you've seen on TV all the commercials for vitamins and food supplements and pharmaceuticals that are now being, you can buy a bottle of gummy vitamins, you know, they're like, instead of a swallowing a pill, you get these gummies, you chew them, eat them down. And they're very popular. In fact, last month, Intiva Health, in their brand new facility, over a million square foot, they produced over $1 million. They sold, let me rephrase it, they sold $1 million worth of gummy bear material for companies to put out gummy bear vitamins, food supplements. And this is it. It's organic. Number two, it's pharmaceutical grade product. It's safe. Guys, we have that at our disposal because of, and thanks to Len Cain. And Len, we're so appreciative of you introducing the Intiva Health Company to all of us.
It's an honor and a pleasure again and again. And ladies and gentlemen, on the 13th of December of this year, they're going to dedicate the factory. It's over in Arizona, and I'm going to be there for the dedication ceremony. Huge place, and there's going to be thousands of people there. But the nice part about it, ladies and gentlemen, it's helping you solve your medical problems. As an example, when you go to our goldenrulesociety.org, you log down there and you look, there's Intiva Health. It's an acronym, informational, technology, video, all that, and it's free. And you, let's, this is a good example that I like to use. Let's say that you have a glitch in your get along, whatever it might be that is hurting you. And you go to your doctor and you say, oh, this is really bothering me. And the doctor says, oh, gosh, that's really something. I don't know what I can do to help you. So we go over there, click on Intiva Health, and you log in there and you say, I've got the little glitch in my get-along. Anybody have the solution? Bang, 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 bang. Whole bunch of people, doctors, nurses, scientists, whoever said, yes, this is rather new, but here's the thing that you can take and here's how to do it and handle it. And you just had a doctor's appointment, if you will, or special, and you now, you don't have any more pain because you follow the directions and the good guidance that's free to you from the Intiva Health Program, which was founded by a Marine medically discharged from a very serious combat. I got emotional again. In combat. So he was medically discharged. He was in Texas going to college. And, boy, a pretty sharp gentleman in technology-wise. And he put together the Intiva Health Program. And now it's super successful. It's very similar to the Hope Collection, Hope for You. And if you go on the website again, you go, there's a Hope for You. What that means is those are opportunities galore for you and yours, your families, friends. Share it with everybody. Why not? You're not selling anything. I'm not selling anything. But there it is, the opportunities to be successful, a business of your own perhaps, or just saving money on opportunities that are there that you don't get at the local ABC or the XYZ store. So these are the things that I hope that you're writing down, because they are there available to you, because people have dedicated their lives to doing this work. And somebody asked me years ago, I said, Len, what got you involved in this Golden Rule Society charity program? I said, well, something that I developed and dedicated as a youngster. My father was a coal miner up there in northeastern Pennsylvania. And I was 8 years old, and he almost lost his left arm. He kept the arm, but he couldn't use it. So he's out of work. So at 8 years old, I got a job as a delivery boy for the Scranton Times newspaper. For 3 years, I delivered the newspapers. 3 years, 8, 9, and 10 years old. I had about 100 customers, and I got the penny per paper. So if I delivered 100 papers, I got paid a dollar. And 30 days, that was $30 a month I was earning as a kid. And that was what we paid for the rent on the house that we lived in back there. And my father was very appreciative, but I learned a dedication of helping others. And I still carry it with me. It says, to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. Nothing nicer than giving. You know, people get rewards or gifts, or they give gifts or rewards. And you know what? It's always more a greater feeling to give than to get. So while we're here, better the lives of others. Your life's greatest reward makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And we could go on and on, ladies, but we have more to talk about. And Ron, I'll just turn it over for you for another minute or so, and I'll take a sip of coffee, and back over to you, sir. I'm here to help.
Well, Len, there's a person on the call today, and I know she calls in and listens a lot. She's a wonderful woman. She's raising a number of children in her life. She's like you, Len. She's about serving others and lifting other people up. And when she has a heart of gold, and she's always trying to make it, it's like she's got the Golden Rule Society living in her heart every day. Good afternoon, Kim. How are you today?
Praise them. I'm just smiling. You and Len is just lightening up my heart with these beautiful stories. And every time Len drop a tear, I'm over here dropping a tear, too. You don't even know it. I'm like, okay, Len, I'm trying to put on this mascara. And, you know, and so I'm fine today looking at this beautiful snow out here. It just looks beautiful. And I'm about to go in the kitchen and make me some hot coffee and, you know, just let it snow. And I thank you guys for bringing your energy together. And I will be doing a lot of surfing today on the Hope and the Golden Rule and the Vortex and the Search. I mean, I think this is the greatest excuse for me to buckle down and, you know, get to know my family and feel the rhythm of it all, that, you know, what I'm coming into, and that's okay. And, you know, I'm just enjoying life, and I thank you guys. And I was just sitting here because I'm a visionary when Lynn was speaking, and I said, you know, he said, well, just tell everybody, you know, this is, the more you hear it, the more you understand this is just beautiful. And so I was just coming up with my creative thoughts on just how to, you know, to do just that in the way that I do it, like introduce this charity of health gifts to whoever, you know, God sent through me. So I thank you for letting me be a part of all this. I'm excited. My family is excited. And truly, we're sitting back every day making sure that, you know, it's a lot of eyes going on, a lot of teeth. So we just taking our time and enjoying every moment of it and appreciating Ron and Miss Linda for taking out precious time to assist us in the way that they're doing as a family movement and enjoyment. And it's just a wonderful experience I'm going through. And I'm just glad to be here. So I'm listening and And I'm enjoying the show. Love you guys.
Well, thank you. Glad you could make it today. I wanted to make sure that we acknowledged that you had taken the time to join us. Got another friend of the show come on right now, and I'm going to bring him on. And, you know, we're well into the show, and he always has words of wisdom or ideas or things that he's working on that can – I don't care where you're at. I know he's up there and over – he's got to hide in the shade because it's so sunny and hot where he's at. He's in hot Atlanta. That's what they call it down there. Good afternoon, country boy. How are you?
You know, I got jokes today. It's Friday. I'm on top of the house. I'm high now. I don't want to come down, as Larry King says. I'm so high off the ground, I don't want to come down, Ron. How y'all doing today?
No, we're doing great. We're huddling inside. And I got the facts. Watch this. I'm going to reach over and click the button. We have an electric fireplace. It looks like a real fireplace, but it gives off heat. And I got to turn it on because I'm sitting here near
the front door. Country boy, I love you.
Was that Queen?
There we go.
Country boy, I love you.
Ah! Hey, girlfriend! Don't you start letting on that with me. They're going to think we in love. But look, you guys.
I'm coming to Atlanta
to see you. Okay, listen, Ron started something with me last week, and then it continued on Rick's Prayer Hour, where they was talking about the spies. I told you guys before they called me Country Boy, they called me the Spiritual Ninja. So I've been spying out the land. Just a real quick report, you guys, because I've been spying out the land. I just came back from the northeast Georgia mountains the other day, and something whispered, go to the mountains. I think it was Dr. King talking, but my sister needed my help, so I decided to go to the mountaintop and see what was going on in the mountains. When I got to my mom's house, which is now my sister's house, because we're talking about this generational inheritance, we just inherited six. Not one, not two, but six houses that was given to our family. So the generational wealth is being passed. But when I went into my mom's backyard, I just saw all these big black hunks on the ground. I'm thinking, what in the world? Country boy already knew what it was because I've been there, done that. I picked up walnuts from my mom's walnut tree. And then I went next door to the house that we inherited from my auntie. I noticed that there was a bunch of lumps on the ground again. And I noticed as I got closer, there was a bunch of pecans on the ground. And then I kept walking, went down near the creek. We're from a little place called Bean Creek. I don't have one. I don't have two. I have three, Trinity. Three freshwater wells on my property, and I have no water bill, so I'll be able to drink, and I'll never thirst. But down now the river, I was talking to Oakman the other day. He was planted by the river. I went down by the oak tree, and right next to the big oak tree was a big, giant hickory tree. Looked on the ground, and there was hickory nuts all on the ground. Now, keeping in mind, all these nuts are free, but they're just laying there on the ground, and the squirrels are helping themselves. Went around the bend. I'm almost to the end of my story. As I turned up the creek, I saw this little bush. It looks like a porcupine tree, but its first cousin is called a chinky pin. It's pinned to the chestnut. They grow wild in the northeast Georgia mountains. So I saw chinky pins on the ground. And then right up the cove, it's not even season. My grandmama called it blackberry winter. There was blackberries growing, but they grow on briars. So most people don't like to pick them. And look down beneath the briars, there was a little buddy bush called a huckleberry bush. It's the first cousin to the blueberry bush. It grows wild. So now what am I saying? I went over the ridge and I'm landing now. I saw some white spots, big old white spots in the middle of the woods. Then I saw a person. I hollered. He said, what are you doing down there? He says, I'm checking my honeybee hives. The bears have been getting them, but I put barbed wire around them. Now, what was that report that Country Boy just came back to? He told me to spy out the lands. I saw 7 different kinds of nuts that I could get for free. I saw 2 kinds of berries that I could get for free. And then the guy that I saw was one of my old neighbors that used to hang out with my uncle. He bought me a whole big giant cone, looks like the radiator in your car, of honey, fresh honey from the beehive. So if you want to know if country boys spied out the land and come back with a good report, I come back to tell y'all that there's land of plenty nuts, berries, honey, and honey. And when I got to the house, my neighbor had left me 3 coconuts that was full of milk. We're into the season of harvest, until we just entered into the season of milk and honey. And Ron always reminds me, we're into the season of generational wealth. He says, and I'll close, I've taken the wealth of the unrighteous, place it back in the hands of the righteous people, my golden rule people that are willing to go forth and do unto others before they do unto you, because as we give our love, our hope, and our kindness across America, whatever we put out there shall eventually come right back to you. Back to you, Ron Clayton.
Well, thanks, Country Boy, and I'm sure glad to hear from you. It's always a privilege. You know, we have people that have passion that have decided they wanted to be agents of hope. Isn't that a neat title? I kind of came up with that recently. We've had the Hope Agency, the organization that Joel and I have founded over 10 years ago. And the roots of the Hope Collection actually started when Joel had cancer the first time. And he beat it. It's stage 4, and he beat it. And the doctors came to him and said, well, wait a minute, son, you better get your things in order. And Joel, I remember he shared this story the whole time till he was no longer with us here. He would say, greater is he who is in my heart than he who is in the world. He had his things, his ducks and his spirituality and his life was always in order. And Joel shared that all the time with anybody who would have an ear to hear. So with that, Joel founded the Golden Rule Society, and a very good friend of him, Joel was involved in basketball internationally. He was tried out in the pro ranks, actually got a tryout with the Buffalo Braves. And he played ABA with Frank Quincy, another business friend, and played in ABA. And then he had a chance for the NBA. Well, he didn't make it because the guy who made the team, his name's Randy Smith. He's in the Hall of Fame. And Joel went back to go into teaching, and he's a math teacher. Not too bad. He got a PhD in math, and he was a statistician. In fact, he was so good, one time he was working with a group of business people that put on what's called the Great Morning Day of Prayer in the U.S. in Washington, D.C. And a group of business people put on a breakfast at the White House. And Joel took his mom and Ardeth and Joel's mom with him, and he got and met Nancy Reagan. And Nancy and Joel's mom got along really, really well. And Joel had to leave. They did the presentation, the banquet that day, the dinner, business dinner. Also, what they did is they raised funds, in this case, to feed the people in Cambodia when the communists were killing all the people. It wasn't the military that saved the Cambodian people. It was a group of business people, successful business people in the United States of America that's dedicated and gave millions of dollars to raise food and put it on a ship and take it over. Airlifted into Cambodia to save millions of people. Pol Pot, the communist leader, was killing his people. And they helped save the people of Cambodia. But anyways, Joel met, while at the White House, Joel's mom met Nancy Reagan, and they got on fine. Well, Joel was on, and when they left the program that night, Joel went on to go to Denver, Colorado, for another business project. He gets a phone call from the White House. They said, well, you know, who is this? This is White House. Is this Mr. Griffin? He said, yeah, this is Joel Griffin. Hang on a minute. Well, it turns out the President of the United States had talked to his mom, to Nancy Reagan. Nancy talked to President Reagan. He wanted Joel to come back to the White House. He ended up assigning Joel to become a mathematic statistician, senior advisor to the presidency. He did that for Ronald Reagan. And not only that, later he was asked by Margaret Thatcher to go to the House of Lords in Europe, in England, and to address those folks and share the idea. And the key word in the whole basis of this country, boy, I had a story on it, goes back to generational prosperity. Joel believed in it, lived it, promoted it. And all the idea is this: when we help others, we raise people up, and we do it in a way that what they do creates a synergy and can duplicate and grow it faster than it can die, you can create generational prosperity, and you own it. So we've been all about, Joel created the Hope Collection based on the work he did with President Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, and the work that he did helping to create the idea of generational prosperity and ownership. So that's where this show came out of. That's called the Hope Collection. So what do you call a member of someone who belongs to the Hope? We have lots of members of the Hope Collection, but now we have a title. We've grown to the point now that as we encourage people to join us, we give them the opportunity to become agents of hope. And I believe, Country Boy, was it you that described what the word hope stands for?
Well, if he doesn't, I can. The letters spelling the word hope, ladies and gentlemen, H-O-P-E, means honor, organization, persistence, and enthusiasm. So if you've got hope, you have all of those, and they keep on going. And by the way, while I have it, I wanted to mention to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you got your pen and paper handy, on the website, again, here it is, Success for You. Now, this is educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building, educational stuff for children of all ages. And I always mention it because here's the logic of the program that we have for you. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful yourself. So take advantage of it. You can't beat the price. And there it is. All you have to do is apply all the educational, motivational training that is available to you free of charge. And again, share it with your family, friends, neighbors, church, and charities. And here's another one. I've got to mention it before we run out of time on the show, which is so much fun and it goes by so fast. There's a prescription discount program. And the sample I use is a friend of mine, the doctor gave him the prescription. Off he went to the store. And he said, oh, yes, okay, that'll be $100. And he says, well, I'm part of this program with the discount program. Oh, $50. And they vary all the time. I have no control over what discounts to get. But there's the prescription discount. Why pay 100% if you can get a discount and it's free to you? And you might as well jump on it. There are so many good things. And I have one more to talk before I turn it back over to Ron, and he puts the icing on the cake. It's called Your Video Emails. Now, we all email one another all the time. Well, me and the Golden Rule Society charity, this is one of the things, it's not free, but it is well worth it. If you're in business, or you have customers or clients or prospects or your mom and dad, nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, whoever you want, you send them not just an email that they read, you send them a little video email. But all it is a little video camera on the top of your computer screen. And you say, hello, Mom, hello, Dad, hello, Mary, hello, John, whoever you're talking to, they see your personality. They see your smile. They see your enthusiasm. And it's just wonderful. So take a look at it. Try it out. As I say, it's not free, but it is very reasonable. And our charity, we use it all of the time. Because people say, you know, it's really kind of nice to hear from the president and founder of the Golden Rule Society charity talking to me personally. And that's how it comes over. And what we're doing with the kindness campaign, I send you a video email. And I simply say something like, have you got a minute or so to help make it a better world? Oh, okay. Yeah, what do I have to do? All you have to do is read the email, see the video, and then forward it to your family and friends, neighbors, and any whoever you want. Because just like this show right now, the things that we're offering are free. And why not share the kindness campaign throughout the world? And that's why we're here, to serve. Thank you very much, Ron, for letting me elaborate. So back over to you to put the icing on the wonderful cake. God bless you for you all your things you do, Ron Clayton. Over back
well,
over to you, sir.
One game, son. Let me thank you on behalf of everyone here who's listening in on the show today and as it broadcasts around the world. We really are committed, and we have so many ways that we can reach out and touch people. In the Golden Rule Society, I am very proud to be able to share that we call you our sister organization, because there's so many things that we are and do that are parallel. They absolutely operate in pure purity and unity, and we're able to make a difference. And so that's why I encourage everyone to go to thehopecollection.com and register. And while you're there, you can link, because we link the Golden Rule Society, and you can join it at the same time, so you get the whole array of so many benefits that you can bring to your family, your friends, improve life. And when you have someone that maybe needs some help, you know, the Hope Collection operates under 8 pillars: money, faith, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. We've got specific programs to help people wherever they're at, and we're here to make a difference. And if you take advantage of them, then we have this format, this radio show called Blog Radio. The name of the show is Optimize Your Life. And so, like, I welcome Queen. Her nickname is Queen, by the way. Her real name's Kim. But she was on the show today. I want to honor her because she comes, takes time out of her life, and comes on and shares her spirit because she cares about people. We want you to feel the same way. And that's what the show is all about. And so I ask that for everybody here today, as you're listening in, give someone a smile. Make it a day, better day for somebody else. Make a difference today. And be kind, as Ron would say.
Hey, Ron,
everyone.
Ron, I got one more. I got one more for you, Ron.
Okay.
You asked me earlier. It was based on what Joel Griffin taught me. The Hope Foundation is based on a whole bunch of professionals that have knowledge, expertise, and an overwhelming spirit to help people in a lot of different areas, those areas that you just talked about. When I first heard of Hope, I defined my acronym was Help One Person Every Day, H-O-P-E, Help One Person Every Day. So we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. That's what we do. We enhance the lives of people by helping other people reach their goals. Golden Rule, Joel Griffin's rule, help people so they can help other people. Country Boy shows up as a translator, kind of like it's a blessing to be a blessing. We're super friends. We're super kind. We're working all together to help, bless, humankind. We're talking about every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together to help make for a better world. So if you guys want to become part of the Hope Collection, you don't have to wait. Start today. Go out and do unto others before they do unto you. What am I saying? I'm saying that if you give some love, if you give some hope, and you give some kindness, do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give some love, hope, and kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you. Back to you, Ron.
Well, thanks, country boy. Again, everyone, as always, this show is enlightening, and you can't help but be enthusiastic if you listen to and hear the people that have participated today. Have a great week, and be safe this coming week, of course, of Thanksgiving. Next week, Bob Oakley, the Mighty Oak, has told me already he is still planning on having his show, the family show, on Thanksgiving. So we're going to continue on. In spite of a holiday, we don't take off. So you guys all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye now.